So in Mukund Mala, so far we have seen Raja Kulashekar has told us the best mantra is the Lord's mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Narayana. The best medicine is Krishna medicine, and the best money, the best wealth is Bhagwan's name. So that is the greatest wealth. So he says, chant the name of the Lord, remember him, and that is the best mantra, the best medicine, and the best money, the best wealth. So today we'll do shloka number 26. Amnaya bhyasananya ranya ruditam veda vritanyan vaham medascheda phalani purta vidhaya sarve hutam bhasmani tirthanam avagahanani chagaja snanam vinayat pada dvandvamboruha samsmritir vijayate devasya narayanah. So he says, without remembering this last line, vina yat pada dvanda amboruha. So without remembering the feet, which are like two lotuses, two feet which are like lotus. So without remembering the lotus feet, samsmritihi, without remembering devasya narayana, the Lord Narayana himself, who is vijayate, who is ever victorious. That's why even earlier Kulashekar has said jayatu jayatu deva narayana devaki nandanoyam. So the Lord of the universe is ever victorious. And without remembering his lotus feet, if we do activities, they are waste. So amnaya means the Vedic mantras, abhyasana, chanting the Vedic mantras, without remembering that doing the, I am serving the Lord or I am remembering God. Some people chant to show their ability, how good I can chant. But doing that is aranya ruditam. It's like crying in the forest. When you cry in the forest, there is no one to listen to you. Same way, chanting mantras without remembering the Lord or without just doing it to show off my ability is like crying in the forest. Veda vratani anvaham, and fasting daily. All they do, medas cheda phalani. All they do is reduce your fat. And people do that. They fast every day. Monday for Lord Shiva, Tuesday for Hanumanji, Wednesday for Shri Krishna, Thursday for Guru, and so on. But all that will do is cause weight loss, but will not give you the spiritual benefit unless you remember the Lord. And we'll talk about that. And Purta Vidhaye, and all social services, survey, all social services are Hutam Bhasmani. They are like offering in the ashes, not offering in the fire. And Tirthanam, and of all pilgrimages, Avagahanani, taking bath in the holy rivers is like Gajasnanam, is like the bath of an elephant. Without remembering the lotus feet of the Lord, if you take a bath in the river, it is like an elephant's bath. Because an elephant, after taking bath, he puts mud upon himself, squirts mud. So that bath is useless. So same way, just taking bath in holy rivers without remembering God is like that. So we'll just see the brief commentary of this. The verse is self-explanatory, but they say now there is a word, the number million, one and then six zeros. So that makes 1 million. But suppose you remove the number one, then the six zeros are meaningless. So similarly, without remembering the Lord, mechanically chanting is just zeros. Because some people do chanting to show off how good a chanter I am. Or people do social service to show others, you know, I'm a great social servant and I am the best. So without remembering that I'm doing it for God, it is like crying in the forest. And in Updesh Sara, we heard that there were these rishis who were doing rituals not to please the Lord or not to for spiritual benefit, but because doing rituals gave them certain powers. They developed certain great powers. So they thought that we are very powerful, we are very great. And so they kept doing rituals for that, not for pleasing the Lord. And so the Lord himself appeared in front of them, and they did not recognize him. He appeared as a handsome young man. They did not recognize him, and they kept doing the rituals. And the Lord then finally went to their wives, and the wives started walking after this handsome man. They were so bewitched. They were so overwhelmed with his beauty. And the Rishi said, "Who is this man who is taking away our wives?" So they went, and because they had a lot of powers, they attacked him with weapons and all kinds of mantras. But obviously nothing affected him. And then they realized that there is this some greater power than us. And then the Lord manifested to them and then gave them this highest knowledge that the rituals you are doing should be done for self-purification and to attain me, not done to attain powers. And the whole teaching of Updesh Sara is based on this story, which Raman Maharishi put it in prose for us. And it starts with Karturajnaya Prapyate Phalam. All fruit are obtained only by the Lord's order. But if we are doing it for the wrong purpose, we don't get the right benefit. Same thing fasting. You may torture your body, you may. But we have to remember, fasting is called Upavasa. Upavasa means staying near the Lord, staying close to the Lord. If we don't do that, then that fasting may cause you to lose some fat, but you won't get the spiritual benefit. So when I am fasting and I'm doing Ekadashi or for whichever God I'm fasting, I should keep the Lord's form in my mind and always throughout the day remember God that I'm fasting for him. Same thing, social service. You know, when I do social service and I do it to so show off that I am greater social servant and, you know, without humility, without thinking that I am serving God himself, I do social service just for maybe to get my name in the paper or in the, you know, on the TV or whatever, then that is like offering into ashes. When we make offerings into the fire, when the Panditji is doing yajna, we make offerings into the fire. These offerings are carried directly by the fire god, Agni Devta, to that particular god, like Indraya Namaha or, you know, Krishnaya Namaha or whichever god we are, Sudarshan Chakra, whichever god we are worshipping, when we offer in the fire and chant the name of that particular god, the fire carries our prayers directly to that particular god. Fire is like the FedEx. But if we make offerings into ashes, the ashes are not going to take them anywhere. They will be useless. So the offerings will be wasted. Same way, social service, if it is done to show one's pride or arrogance is a waste, it should be done with the idea that I am serving the Lord, then only the social service is of benefit. Same thing, taking bath in the river, one should think that God himself is in the river. That's why Tapovan Maharaj said Gangaji is like liquid Brahman. Brahman, God himself has appeared in the form of Gangaji. So when I'm getting into the Gangaji or any other holy river, I should think I am in God himself. God himself has appeared as this river and I am being blessed. If I don't have that attitude and I just go to pilgrimage because everybody is going and take a bath because everybody is taking a bath, then what is the difference between me and the buffalo next to me? Buffalo's body is also getting washed and my body is also getting washed. The spiritual benefit only comes when my mind is focused on the Lord. And once your mind is purified with these activities, then I can do self-inquiry. Who am I? and study the scriptures, and then only I will be able to abide in the scriptures when my mind is purified with the right knowledge. Because otherwise, our mind can either get proud, you know, oh, I am better than everybody else, or it can get low self-esteem. Others can chant, why can't I chant? Others are serving, why can't? So our mind either gets pride or gets low self-esteem, depending on the activities, because we are always comparing with others. But I have to understand that my true nature, Sri Krishna, is my true nature, which is the egoless self. And in the self, there is no ego, there is no higher, there is no lower. So purifying my mind with these activities, remembering God, takes me to that pure egoless self. So that is the benefit of doing these activities. Now, mantra number 27 of Mukunda Mala. Srimannama Procha Narayanakhyam Kena Prapur Vanchitam Papi Nopi Hana Purvam Vak Pravritta Natasmin Tena Praptam Garbhavasadi Dukkham. So he says, Sriman, this Shri means this, the great name of Narayana, said to be Narayana Akhyam, Procha, having chanted the name of the Lord, Kena Prapur, even Vanchitam, who has not got his desired, whatever he desires, one can get, even Papi Nopi, even though a greatest sinner may be there, but if he chants the name of the Lord, then there is nothing which he cannot get. Whatever he desires, he can get. But why didn't we get it? Why are we suffering in this life? Hana Purvam. Oh, in the past life, Vak Pravritta. Even though we had the speech, we had the ability, Na Tasmin. We did not put our mind, our speech in that. And because of that, Tena Praptam Garbhavasa Di Dukkham. We got this, all the sorrows, starting from living in the mother's womb for 9 months up to all this life. So in this shloka, they say that Bhagwan is my true nature. And chanting the name of the Lord is like a mathematical formula which has great benefit. Like they have a formula, the square on the hypotenuse is the sum of the square on the other two sides. Now, chanting that, knowing that formula, I may pass my seventh or eighth grade math, but then knowing that formula, you can apply in construction and so many other, you know, calculus, other, you know, things in the world. So similarly, chanting the mantra may sound very simple, Om Namah Shivaya, Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama, but the chanting of the mantra creates so many positive vibrations in our mind that the effect of this goes on and on forever. So that's what they say, that it may seem just simple, but repeated chanting will help us a lot. And it should be done with faith, not mechanically, Om Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya, but chanted with faith that I am chanting the Lord's name. And doing this activity creates external and internal benefit. Like say, if I do some activity to help somebody or harm somebody. Now, I may get some benefit out of it. Maybe I cheated somebody and I got some money. So externally, I may have benefit. But if I have done wrong, it will create negative feelings in my antakarna, in my subtle body. Or if I have done good, it will create positive vibrations in my subtle body. And this not only will help us in this life, but the subtle body is one that gets transferred from to life after life after life. So that's why chanting the Lord's name with faith and sincerity helps us, our external and our internal benefit. Just as a match, you know, if you have a matches and if there is a dry forest, one single match is thrown negligently, carelessly, can set fire to the whole forest and burn it. So same way, chanting the name of the Lord with faith is like that matches that can destroy all our ego, all our negative karmas, just like a matches. So it has that much power. And another example I heard that in Haridwar, where the current is so strong, Gangaji, you cannot take a bath because you get pulled, but the authorities have put steel chains there. And holding on to that steel chain, you can take bath in the Ganga, no matter how strong the current is. So same way, chanting the name of the Lord is like that chain. Once I hold on to it, no matter how many problems come in this world, I am able to overcome them. And that's why Bhagavan says, Api chetsu durachara bhajate mam ananya bhak sadureva samantavyaha samyak vyavasito hi saha. Even though he may be the greatest sinner, but if he remembers me and is clearly established in this knowledge, I consider him a sadhu. And we have seen the example is like Valmiki. Even though he was a thief, just by chanting, he was told by Naradji to chant Ram Ram, and he couldn't do that. So he chanted Maram 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 Maram, and it became Ram Ram. And when he did that for many, many years, from Ratnakar, he became Valmiki. That's why Valmikyat Jayate Iti Valmikya Janitvat Iti Valmiki. One that was born from an anthill was called Valmiki. And when Naradji discovered him afterwards, we know that story, he asked his own father, Brahmaji, to come and bless him. And then Valmiki had the darshan of Brahmaji himself. And Brahmaji told him that you will be able to write the story of Ramayana in beautiful Sanskrit, very advanced. And how did a murderer learn so much Sanskrit? Just by chanting the name of the Lord, nothing else. And Brahmaji blessed him that not only you will have darshan of Bhagavan Ram and Devi Sita ji, but also you will be able to write their story and even go into the minds of people, of those who are in the Ramayana. Just as Sanjay, when he was blessed by Divya Drishti, by Ved Vyas ji, not only he could see what was happening in the battle, but he also could go into the minds of people. So that's what they say, chanting the name of the Lord, even the greatest sinner can be saved. So now, at least in the past, we didn't remember, but at least in this life, we have the opportunity, we have the knowledge. Let us constantly remember the name of the Lord. Otherwise, we will go through birth after birth after birth. And no matter, I may be a professor of English and I may be a PhD and, you know, head of the department, but next life, I again have to start A for apple, B for ball, C for cat, D for dog. I may be a professor in mathematics, but next life, I again have to learn 2 plus 2 is 4. And Guruji used to say that there was a student who used to always dream that he took the math exam and he failed because he was so afraid of math. And Guruji says, in the dream, he was the professor in his mind. And the professor set the paper, that was he himself. And then he himself took the math exam and he failed. How foolish is that? But that is what they say, no matter what you progress you have made in this life, you have to start again from beginning. So better is in this life itself, overcome this problem. That's why Shankaracharya ji said, Iha samsara bahu dustare, kripaya paaye, paahi murare. Oh, Murari, this world is very difficult to cross. You please take me over. So chanting the name of the Lord is the best use of our speech. And that is the way to get out of the cycle of birth and death. Now, shloka number 28. Majjanmana phalamidam madhukaita bhare matprarthaniya madanugraha esha eva tvadbhritya bhritya paricharaka bhritya bhritya Bhrityasya Bhritya Iti Mam Smaralokanatha O Lokanatha, O Supreme Lord of the universe, Mad Janmana Phalam Idam. Of this particular life, I only want one phalam, one fruit of this Janma. And who is he asking? O Lord Vishnu, Madhu Kaitav Are, who you are the enemy of the demons. Madhu and Kaitava, they were two dangerous demons who were destroyed by Bhagwan. So he says, you are the enemy of Madhu and Kaitav. You are so powerful. And Mat Prarthaniya, and that is all I am asking you. That is all I am begging of you. Mad Anugraha Esha Eva, please do this favor upon me. Give me this blessing that may I be Tvad Bhritya Bhritya Paricharaka. Bhritya means servant. Bharati iti Bhritya. One who carries out commands is Bhritya. And Paricharak means, Pari means all around. Charak means who does all activities as per instruction. So Bhritya and Paricharak both mean servant. So he said, Tvat of you, Bhritya Bhritya, may I be the servant of 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 the servant. Iti mam smara Lokanatha. Please remember me as the servant of your servant of your servant, and so on. Why does he want to be the servant of the servant? Because directly to serve the Lord is hard, because the Lord is the one who has everything. What can I do for him? What can I give him? But if I serve a servant of the Lord, I am indirectly serving. So if there is a Mahatma or a Swami and they come, if I take care of them or I serve them, because they are doing God's work that pleases God. And what does it do? Being the attitude of a servant reduces my ego. As long as I am in this body, I should work as a servant of the Lord. That's why Hanumanji told Bhagwan Shri Krishna that, Bhagwan Shri Rama, he said, in the body, I am your servant. As the mind and intellect, as the jiva, I am a part of you. But as atma, as self, I am you. So as long as we are in this body, I should have the attitude that I am a humble servant of the Lord. And that is the best way to reduce ego. Otherwise, our ego can get very strong. You know, I am great. I am great. I do so much puja. I am so smart. So the best way to reduce ego is to say, I am a servant of the Lord. I heard a very funny story. So there was this devotee, the student who went to a Mahatma. The Mahatma was an Advaitin. So he told him, just chant Soham, 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 like that. I am that, I am that, I am that, I am that Brahman. So he taught him. So this person sat on the banks of the river, Soham, 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 I am that. So then a Dvaita master came. Yeah, well, how can you be that? You are not that. You are not God. Say Da Soham. Add a da before, da soham, da soham, da soham. So he said, okay, I'll chant da soham, da soham, da soham. So he does that for many days, da soham, da soham, da soham. Then the Advait master happens to walk by again. He said, what? You are saying da soham, da soham? You are not a servant, you are that. So you say, put a sa before, sada soham, sada soham. Sada soham, I am always that. I am always that. That I am, always. So he said, okay, sada soham, sada soham, sada soham. After a few days, the other Dvaitin comes back. He said, what? You are saying sada soham? You are always that? No, put a da before it. Da sada soham, da sada soham. I am the servant of the servant, servant of... Keep adding a da before, dasa dasoham, dasa dasoham, not sadasoham, dasa dasoham. So then the Advaitin master said, comes back. He said, what? You are saying you are servant? By this time, this man was fed up. He ran away. He said, I don't want this knowledge. Sometime I have to chant this, sometime I have to chant that. So that's what they say. Being a servant of the Lord is the best way. And the word Madhu, in the first line, Madhu means honey also. Madhu was a demon. Madhu means honey. Honey is the karma phala of the bee, Like the bee takes nectar from the flowers and then she makes it into the honey. So that is the karma phala, the fruit of her action. So same way in life, we do activities, we get karma phala, we get the fruit of action. So they say the fruit of action should be surrendered to the Lord. Oh Lord, whatever I have is your grace, and whatever I'm doing it for you. So the karma phala we have to offer into the Lord. And what that does is brings us closer to God. Doing the path of seva is easier. Though in the end, it requires surrender. But at least to start, it is easier. Directly to start with Aham Brahmasmi is a little hard because we need to go to a teacher, learn the meaning of Aham Brahmasmi, I am that, and then abide in that. So being a servant is easier. And one can do that by seeing his grace constantly throughout the day. Every breath I take is because of his grace. My heart is beating because of his grace. All my internal organs are functioning because of his grace. And even look at the earth, how it is stationed in the space without any support. There is no up, down, left, right. The earth is moving. You can say the sun is holding it with its gravity. Okay, but who is holding the sun? How is the sun maintaining its space, you know, up there and not falling and then doing, you know, following all the rules? So it is Bhagwan alone who is serving all. And one should remember Bhagwan all the time because, and he says, Bhagwan says, you please remember me. Just as in that prayer, in that she says, oh God, I may get busy in my work, but you please don't forget me. Sambhava janjaton me, main tumko bhool jaun, par nath kabhi tum bhi mujhko na bula dena. Oh Lord, you please do not forget me, even if I forget you. And whoever I am serving the Lord himself. That should be the attitude of a servant. And may I be the servant of the servant of the servant. And the last one today is shloka number 29. Nathe na purushottame trijagatam ekadhipe chetasa sevye swasya padasya datari sure Narayane tishthati yam kanchit purushadhamam katipaya grameshamal parthadam sevayai mrigaya mahe naramaho mudhavarakavayam. He says mudhavarakavayam. Mudha means we are foolish, but varaka means we are wretched. Why? Because we had a choice. One choice is Nathe Naha, our Supreme Lord, who is Uttama Purusha. That's what Bhagwan Krishna says. Uttama Purushas, I am that Uttama Purusha. And here he says the Narayana is the Uttama Purusha, the Supreme Lord of this whole universe. And Tri Jagatam Eka Adhipe, of these three worlds, the heavens, the earth, and the lower worlds, Eka Adhipe, one Lord alone of the three worlds. And Chetasa Sevyai. So Sevyai means by serving, and Chetasa means by constantly remembering the Lord. What does he do? Swasya Padasya Datari. He is the giver of his own abode, his own state. That's why they say when you remember God, you become one with him. So that Lord, Sure Narayane Tishthati, that Lord who stays there, and if we remember him and serve him, he is ready to give himself to us, give his abode. So forgetting him, what do we choose? Yam Kanchit Purusham Adhamam, some little Adhamam, this low person, some kanchit, yam kanchit, low person, katipaya, and what he may be, katipaya, of some grama, of some village, isham, he may be the sarpancha of the village, or maybe the richest man in the village. And we serve him, Alpar, and he may give us something very little. Like if you go to a rich man and ask him, he may give you $50, $100. Is he going to give you his house or himself? No. He'll just give you some small little charity. And for that, we are ready to serve him, sevayai, and mrigaya mahe. And mriga means animal. Just as an animal goes from place to place looking for his food, we are like animals. We are going from one rich person to another one, little who has some little power, asking for favors. When we could get the Supreme Lord who can give us his own abode, and so we are making the wrong choices in life. So he says, choose correctly. And what we do, that instead of going to the Supreme Lord, we go to some politician, maybe a mayor or a city council or a congressman or a senator or an assembly, and we ask for small favors instead of going to the Lord. Why? Because we value people based on their wealth. You know, this person has more wealth, he's more rich, so he's greater. Somebody who's poor, we don't give them value. So what we do, we sell ourselves to these rich people or these politicians. You say, I'm ready to do anything just to ask for some favors. So the example they give us is like, suppose you have a picture of the moon on the wall, and somebody says, come out, the full moon is shining in all its glory in the sky. You say, no, I just want to keep looking at the picture of the moon. I don't want to see the real moon. Or somebody gives you a choice of two bracelets. There is a copper bracelet and a gold bracelet. And you are given a choice. Which one do you take? You will take gold, but if you take copper, you are foolish. Similarly, we have a choice of serving some rich man, some person who can do us some small favors, or the Lord of the universe himself. And what do? We choose this person. Why? Because he can give me some small benefit here and there, while the Supreme Lord, we take it for granted. But we have to remember that my only security is the Lord. All these things will eventually go away. Money will go away, power will go away, position will go away. You may have a house with security and still thieves can break in. But my main security is Bhagawan, and I should have that right understanding when I am able to think and I have my faculties intact, my body is strong. At that moment, you should pick the Lord as my goal and serve the Lord. I heard a beautiful story. There was this sadhu who was going from town to town, and he came to this particular town where the king was a Gnostic. He didn't believe in God, and the sadhu knew that. But the king said, oh, sadhu has come. Okay, you can stay in this house near my palace. I'll let you stay for a while, as long as you. So then the sadhu looks at the king and bows down to him and touches his feet. And the king said, why are you doing that? He had never had a sadhu ever touch his feet. He said, why are you touching my feet? So sadhu tells the king, you are greater than me. He says, I am greater than you? How? Nobody had ever told him. He said, you know, I gave up this world and I gave up my family, but you gave up God himself. So you are much greater than me. So the idea is that is the most important thing in my life is God, and one should serve him. That's why Bhagavan Sri Krishna says in the Gita 9th chapter, Yat karoshi yad ashnasi, yad juhoshi dadasi yat, yat tapasyasi kaunteya, tat kurushva madarpanam. Yat karoshi, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you sacrifice, offer them to me. And even whatever charity you do, serve me as whatever activity. So before eating, you remember me. Before work, you remember me. And when you are giving to somebody or serving somebody, remember everybody is God. Do not distinguish. They say, whoever has come in front of me when I'm serving God. just as a tree does not pick, you know, I'm only going to give my fruit to good people and not to bad people. Whoever comes, the tree gives the fruit. So same way, serve everybody as God's presence himself. And so that is the best way. And when you have a choice, pick God over anybody else. So today we have seen that the main fruit of my life should be to be a servant of the Lord. And remembering the God can take away all our sins. And all spiritual activities, if they are done without remembering God, they are a waste. Thank you very much. Hari Om. See you next week.